In the lunchtime edition, the police trying to track down two men who burglarized a series of South Coast businesses late Wednesday night into Thursday morning. The victim in yesterday's fatal shooting at Dover identified as a 38-year-old St. John man. Health officials alarmed at the increasing number of young people developing kidney disease in Barbados. Lifestyle said to be to blame. And the UN International Office for Migration setting up an office here in Barbados. Good afternoon, I'm Stetson Babb. This is The Latest. The police trying to identify and track down the burglars that broke into a series of businesses on the South Coast late on Wednesday night into Thursday morning. One of the establishments broken into was the Lemongrass Express restaurant at Worthing, Christchurch. The co-owner, Jaru Comisyon, tells Starcom Network News the two burglars were captured by his surveillance cameras, and he was told that other businesses nearby were also hit.
Other than like little petty things going missing from around the property, that's the first full-on burglary I've experienced down there, because I posted a video, and after that, like four or five people reached out to me because they said apparently like Mojo's was targeted the same night, and also a convenience store at another establishment on the coast. I don't know if it's these two guys in particular. I mean, I know a lot of theft goes on, especially on the South Coast, but in that space on Wednesday night, that was definitely the same people just going to multiple locations and seeing what they could get.
Mr. Comisyon does not believe the break-in was a random act by vagrants, but a planned burglary by the two masked men.
They look like young guys, to be honest. They look like it was planned. Like, obviously, premeditated. They had face coverings on and everything like that. So I wouldn't really class that one as just like a vagrant just trying to break in. I think that was more calculated. For the most part, they knew where they're going, what they're looking for, and so forth. So, yeah, it's frustrating, 100%. Because, I mean, obviously, it more so than just the burglary, they also vandalized the place, right? They pulled down all the cameras, just pull wires out the wall, just stupid things. Half the times aren't even effective in stopping me from seeing your face or anything like that. So that's obviously more than the money, the little petty cash in the drawer going missing, is more of a setback like that, because then obviously you have to close the business, you know, you got to fix the door, which it ripped off. All those things cost money and then time, right?
The co-owner of Lemongrass Express, Jaru Comisyon. The man who was shot at Dover Christchurch early yesterday morning has been identified as 38-year-old Ron Hackett of Bath Land, St. John. He was shot dead sometime around 2 a.m. in the area of the Dover kiosk located near the beach. No arrest has yet been made. An increasing number of young people in Barbados are developing kidney disease, and it is a concern for health officials. The growing problem has been highlighted by the chief operating officer at the Queen Elizabeth Hospital, Dr. Christine Greenidge. She was speaking during the presentation and unveiling of new equipment for the QEH's artificial kidney unit worth $140,000. It has been donated by the Barbados International Business Association, BIBA charity.
Every month, we also are seeing 5 to 6 new patients coming in for treatment. Last month in July, we were really astounded to have 14 new patients receiving dialysis. This is just an indication of what is emerging to be in our society, an increase in trending in kidney disease. Currently, we have about 100 or so patients at home getting a different type of dialysis known as peritoneal dialysis. And for the inpatient setting here at QEH, we are really getting very concerned about what is happening with chronic kidney disease.
Dr. Greenidge believes lifestyle is one of the key reasons why an increasing number of young people are developing kidney disease.
Two main medical reasons why a person will need dialysis, the top two being a history of diabetes, and secondly, a history of hypertension and or high blood pressure. Alarming for us, and what I really want to raise to the awareness of the public, is that we're seeing younger people now seeking dialysis. This is happening at a much younger age, and therefore our lifestyles is very important in how we try to keep ourselves fit and to avoid those complications that will warrant someone to have dialysis.
The Chief Operating Officer at the Queen Elizabeth Hospital, Dr. Christine Greenidge, in the lunchtime edition. Minister of Foreign Affairs and Foreign Trade Kerry Simmons says the presence of an International Office for Migration, IOM, in Barbados will help decrease several migration issues affecting the Caribbean. Mr. Simmons this morning signed the agreement with the Regional Director for Central and North America and the Caribbean for the IOM to establish a country office for the Caribbean in Barbados.
As the IOM joins the family of UN agencies domiciled here in Bridgetown, the government takes particular note of the three main strategic objectives that are set up to advance our common goals as laid out in this agreement. Firstly, a commitment to the continued dissemination of expertise to reorient national development policies and international development cooperation to take migration into account and create opportunities for people to work, live, in dignity in our Caribbean region.
Minister of Foreign Affairs and Foreign Trade, Kerry Simmons. The Kremlin has denied it was involved in the Wednesday plane crash that may have killed Wagner boss Yevgeny Prigozhin, calling such speculation an absolute lie. Spokesman Dmitry Peskov said genetic testing is underway to confirm whether Prigozhin was on the plane. The Russian President Vladimir Putin offered his condolences. A historic mugshot of former U.S. President Donald Trump, released after his arrest in Atlanta, Georgia, has gone viral. Mr. Trump yesterday surrendered in Georgia on charges of plotting to overturn the state's 2020 election results, an arrest that saw the first ever mugshot of a former U.S. president. Mr. Trump had to pay a bail bond of $200,000 to be released from the Atlanta jail while he awaits trial. Our top stories. The police trying to track down two men who burglarized a series of South Coast businesses late on Wednesday night into Thursday morning. The victim in yesterday's fatal shooting at Rover identified as a 38-year-old St. John man. The UN International Office for Migration is setting up an office here in Barbados. The Kremlin officially denies involvement in the plane crash that killed attempted coup leader Yevgeny Prigozhin. And Donald Trump's historic racketeering mugshot in Georgia goes viral. The lunchtime edition from Starcom Network News. Starcom Network, a member of the OCN Group. I'm Stetson Bapp.